Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
There's beef in the studio. We got a new girl in town, and we've got some very special guests in the studio tonight. Anything is possible with the Black Ink Crew Compton Show. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What is up, everybody? Happy Thursday. We are back for another episode of Black Ink Crew Compton Season 1, Episode 4. Like I said, we have really important, really special guests in the studio, but we will get to them in just a second. First, I am your girl, Drew Jones, and I cannot do this without my amazing panel. So, ladies, take it away.
I'm Miss Conversation Peace. You already know what it is. I love this show. I love the continuation of the franchise. So, yes. I love it.
Well, welcome.
Thank you. I'm guest hosting tonight.
Thanks for coming
here,
in, Combo.
Popping in. Hi, guys.
Thanks, Combo. What's up, guys? I'm your girl, Nakia Monet. I've been on a vacation for like 2 weeks, so I'm finally back.
I know. I'm so happy to have you back. Kiki Combo. Cool.
I got a tan.
And you know, you guys, you I am good. Elle Marie. Thanks, you do look good, girl.
Thanks.
Bitches are popping. Let's get it started, y'all. We are here. We're ready to go. But more importantly, we have really special guests. Like I said, we have the man, the myth, the legend, the start of all of this. KP in the building. What's up?
And you gotta give all his names. KP, Danny.
Is this your name?
Anyway,
we also have his right-hand man. His right-hand man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, the one helping build the vision.
Yes.
Now, Mr. Tim in the building.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hi, Tim.
Hey.
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 Hi, KP.
Hey. Yes.
Thank you guys so much for coming in and kicking it with us. Congrats on the season.
Thank you, thank you.
We're digging it so far.
So if it wasn't for me, that wouldn't be here.
Hey.
So just know that.
I will give you a cookie right
after the show.
All right.
So,
anyway.
Thank you guys so much for being here. So for those who don't know, this is a brand new, I guess you can say, because we've been doing Chicago, we've been doing New York, and now we're here in Compton. So for the fans who don't know, who haven't been watching, let's take it from the beginning. How did this come about? Like the tattoo shop and the show, how did it all start for those who don't know? KP Tim?
How did it start? I mean, it was already written, honestly. I've been doing tattoos for over a decade, and just the timing and alignment, by the time they was ready to come this way, I already was focused on making a shop somewhere. I didn't know where exactly in the city. We've been looking for a while. As far as them documenting it, I was like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Because I know their narrative is a little different. But then it's like, nah, it'd actually be dope if we could follow you on a journey of building a tattoo shop in Compton. I was like, okay, well, that could work if y'all do it like that. You know what I'm saying? So, of course, it's still TV involved. But that's basically how it happened. I've been doing tattoos for everybody, and people been reaching out, trying to get me to work under them, even artists from, like, other shows and stuff like that. And I always been like, nah, you know what I'm saying? And when I open my own shop, you know what I'm saying, and I think about it. Right now, I'm not focused on TV part right now. I'm focused on music because I already did the ink, the art, and the music, and that's my brand. I am. IAM, Ink Art Music. So I was focused on the music part, and then it was just kind of like
your brain.
Yeah, it was
ding.
.com.
Why didn't you choose Hollywood? Because I feel like a lot of celebrities would be drawn there, or Beverly Hills, or somewhere else. Why Compton? And do you think people are going to come to Compton to get tattoos from you?
I mean, I done tatted everywhere else, and I feel like I started in Compton. My name is Compton. It only makes sense.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So as far as starting a business off, I feel like I started from there. I might as well start the shop there. And then from there, you know, we could build and plant seeds everywhere else.
We're trying to buy the block back.
Buy the block. And this is the first tattoo shop in Compton. Is that really like a history situation? Because It sounds good, but there's no other tattoo shops in Compton?
I mean, if you can find one, let me know. Successful. I mean, they tried. Like, I know a lot of the fans like, oh, it's a tattoo shop over here. And it's like, it is in Compton, but it's like guidelines. It's on the outskirts. And it's zoning. Like, they don't understand the zoning.
Ain't nothing big, especially on Compton Boulevard.
Yeah, yeah. We in the center. Ain't nothing in the center.
Compton Boulevard, like in between Long Beach Boulevard and Santa Fe. You know what I'm saying? So that's like a big deal. I grew up on the east side of Compton. Went to Emerson, Roosevelt, Dominguez. So like my whole family from Compton. You know what I'm saying? So I seen what it mean to like be able to have something on Compton Boulevard, and it's a big deal. And I didn't have a shop to go to learn or get lessons from or advice from. The shop I did go to was at the swap meet, but it was like on the outskirts. It was like on Santa Fe and Delamo. You know what I'm saying? So it wasn't in the zoning part of Compton where it's like, oh, this is actually Compton.
Nice. It's a beautiful thing. I think it's really beautiful. Tim, when did you start getting into tattooing?
I'm always attracted to the art. Like, I feel like artists in me, whether it be fucking acting, music, drawing, I can actually sketch a little bit. Like, that's something I picked up on my own. I wasn't really a artist because my lines aren't always straight. So I remember my teacher told me, like, in the fifth grade, she told me to draw. I'm like, I can't fucking draw. I cut through. I can't fucking draw. She's like, well, sketch. Mm-hmm. And then she showed me the back strokes and stuff like that. And I was like,
back strokes.
You know what the back strokes was?
Teacher Moses.
You didn't go there.
It was teacher Moses.
Wait a minute.
Well, that's a good song. Okay. I was going to leave it alone. I was like, I'm going to let him finish the story.
Nah.
And we now going
to. Nah.
Sound like a regular teacher.
Hey, fifth grade. Like, I know shit.
She was popping in fifth grade.
Yeah.
But you learned how to sketch.
Yeah, I sketched a little bit. And shit. Since
and
then,
linked up with KP.
I linked up with him.
In what grade?
Well, see, his pops brung me, so I'm younger than him. So he was already in high school doing this thing. I heard, you know, his pop said, you gotta meet your cousin, blah blah blah. I'm little, I ain't fucking worried about no cousin. brings me to the school. I see he is the man, so I'm like, shit, I feel good. I'm my people here, we good.
He has to go through some things. A lot of my cousins that came to my high school in high school is crazy because, like, on some real shit, like, I had at least like three or four. And they got there, and it was kind of like, I'm the only child, so I had to figure out shit by myself on my own. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I had no brothers or sisters or nobody to teach me nothing. So I've always been learning and sponging and pulling from different personalities and just learning by experience and stuff like that. So when he came, he was a freshman. I want to say I was a junior.
Junior.
I was a junior. So you know how that related. Oh, fresh meat.
We used to get chased out of school by him and his homies.
Yes.
And one day I was like, fuck this.
If you're going to be around me, you got to be tough. You got to be still. So he went through those phases, and the homies, I put him on. And I'm sitting there watching, like, let me see if he really a part of the family, because you have to hold it down. All my cousins went, and I don't watch them get put on and jumped and all kind of stuff, and they held their ground. And I was like, all right, eat my cousin.
Yeah. Well, look, speaking of you guys, like, being tough, you got the blessing from the OGs, but had it gone the other way, did you guys have something kind of in plan, like beef up security, or are we going to handle it if we need to?
He was doing this regardless.
I think people
missed that part because, like, the blessing for the OGs is more of a
respect.
I'm going to reach out and, like, you know, I'm going to respect the neighborhoods around me and get people involved and say, yo, I want to do this. You know what I'm saying? So, y'all with me or not? So I know where we stand. It's not like, I don't know where we stand. I'd rather know where we stand than not know where we stand. I'm doing something, and then people pull like, nah, we had a conversation. I told you I was finna be over here in your neighborhood or around the corner from y'all neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Like, so don't make it seem like I wasn't up front, you know what I'm saying, and being respectful of that type of stuff because I feel like we gonna build something big.
Like giving respect in turn gives respect because I've seen Black Ink Chicago and they've gotten their shop shot up. New York is getting that shot.
They didn't get that shot.
I was going to say.
It was shot up regardless. Whoever the respect was from or not from, they had problems. It was,
but it wasn't along the lines of like outside community right. or community not wanting to
doesn't
be there.
Doesn't matter.
Coming along.
You getting shot up. Who cares? This is all alleged. So. It's not alleged. It happened. You got gunshots in the door.
Why are you yelling?
One shot.
Because it happened. Okay.
I just think we did that show too, right?
Did it not happen?
They did.
What were you saying?
So they didn't get a gunshot.
Tim?
And
Tim? Tim?
Okay. All right. I'm just saying.
None. It's what it's like working on a reality show.
Nah, it's not. But really, like, I think like the OG. That whole OG bless and all that, that's really just, like he said, it's just a respect thing. And it's something that you want to do. Instead of going into a situation like, I'm this, I'm that, I do what the fuck I want. It's like, you don't want to come into a business like that. Unless you fucking Walmart, Starbucks, right. you got corporate yeah. people behind you, but you small business. First of all, we small business, then we black owned, mm-hmm. and we young black men. Like, right there, like even the people that we have to, you know, other older people that talk about, oh, I started a business, I didn't need to go to OGs. Well, first of all, you're not in the age bracket where right. gangs really matter, and we mm-hmm. still in that age bracket, so we can't, even though we're not full-fledged in it, we still can't be blinded by it. Right. And I think the people that's blinded by it are the people that either die or the people that move away. I mean, because mm-hmm. how long you been doing it? You 30 years in or you 2 years in? Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you 2 years in and you move, your business wasn't successful, but we all know it take 5 years to mm-hmm. really say you did it. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? So I think us doing it the smart way instead of going in and saying, hey, these two black dudes just open up a shop in Compton, they get shot up yeah. mm-hmm. on the first day or the next day or whenever it is. And it's like, we'd rather go through the protocols and say, hey, if it is something that we got to handle, whether it's street shit or not.
So at is least, that a protocol?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a
And I feel like I really feel like I grew up off of respect. Like, I had to earn my respect, you know what I'm saying, that type of stuff. So that's something I feel like that's missing today in a lot of communities. So the fact that I got this platform and stuff like that, I know they are following me. I could be an asshole and be like, man, I'm Compton, I've been Compton, I ain't had no problem. Nobody said nothing. You know what I'm saying? And I'm doing music and I've been around all these rappers, all this stuff I did. All the peace treaties in the city, you know what I'm saying? I only seen one other rapper in Compton there, or whatever case it is, and I done did these things. I could be like, oh, I ain't got to go answer to nobody. I ain't got to ask somebody for nothing. But having this platform, knowing people watching, and then even when the Nip situation happened, it was like, damn, what, you know what I'm saying? It was like, look, gang shit do exist. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Stop acting like the shit don't exist. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So we could stray away from it, and then when it happened, then we got to answer.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Oh, what's going on? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, Compton still? So it's mm-hmm. like, I'd rather reach out, show my respect to a lot of my homies, and at the same time, like, I want it to be bigger than me. You know what I'm saying? It's about the city. You feel me? And giving back. So with me doing that, I feel like everybody will feel a part. They will feel like, okay, yeah, they doing something positive. That's mm-hmm. cool. So if they young homie, they hear something, yeah. like, oh, nah, hell nah. You know what I'm saying? I already talked to him as a man. And it's different if young homies pull up and I ain't said nothing and something happened. And now I'm trying to figure out stuff like that. But we had the conversation and something happened. It's you know what I'm saying? I know where we stand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what are you trying to do for the community besides give an opportunity for those who may be into ink art or music? Besides that, what are you trying to accomplish in Compton?
I mean, I just want to set the bar to where, like, people, like he said, it's nobody around our age that's actually, like, starting a business like this. It's no business like this, first of all. So that's another thing with zoning and stuff like that. It was looked at as a gang hangout. That's probably mm-hmm. why it wasn't a tattoo shop. So that was another reason with the whole reaching out and making sure, like, yo, this ain't gonna be no gang hangout. So I'm gonna reach out to everybody and, like, I want to do this, but it ain't gonna be like this. I don't think y'all can come get tattoos or hoods and me crossing out other hoods and all that. I'm bringing artists from all over the place. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just letting y'all know. So when y'all do hear, you know what I'm saying, word is out. People might be hanging out, unfamiliar faces because they not from here or out of towners or might a few celebrities and stuff. You know what I'm saying? I just want to bring that to the city because all we got is like liquor stores and churches and, you feel me? It's not a mall or movie theater or nothing
like that. So hopefully we could, you know, tap into that and people be like, oh yeah, Compton is dope. Right. Oh, it's good people, it's cool people there, mm-hmm. and they feel welcome, and we'll have something monumental to when people come. They want to snap and, oh, I went to Compton and got a tattoo.
Yeah. And right. It's a lot of good people that's doing stuff for Compton. Like, we're not the only ones that's mm-hmm. doing shit for the city. I think with our help and a platform, I think we can bring something that they can't. Like, they're trying to do it within hand-to-hand combat. Mm-hmm. And we more so coming with, like, fuck it, we bring a spotlight. Yeah. Once you bring a spotlight, change comes within that. And mm-hmm. I think that's, you know, if we ever have to go down the history book or him, I mean, if he go down the history book, I think that's what he'll bring is change. Yeah. And mm-hmm. change is start within the middle of our brand, which is art. And you can go left or right. As long as you got the art, you should be a good where you go. Because even what you guys do is art. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? It's not easy to be up there to give an interview or to accept certain things. You got to ask questions and get into people's business. So everything is an art. And once you know that, it's like, shit. Even gangbanging, that shit is an art.
Mm. Yeah. Your awareness got to be crazy.
you mentioned all the artists you've brought in or whatever. Your all's team seems pretty tight. Mm. But, you know, we're not new to this. We've done Black Ink Chicago. We've done New York. And those teams were really tight, too, in the beginning. Have you guys, like, talked as a team about, like, we're not going to let this part of fame or this spotlight get to us. We're not going to do this in order to compromise, like, the team?
We had a few moments where we talked, and I tried to get the squad together, you know, and we had those type of conversations and stuff like that. Me and him, like I said, like, our goal, we have a goal to, mm-hmm. to run this business, and then to look up and 5 years later, like, we're still running it. And then who have we helped in the process? Is it more people that's opening up business? Is it more tattoo shops, like, around Compton or something? I don't know. But we just tapping into that. As far as people coming and going, like, as long as me and him don't fall out, you know what I'm saying?
Tell me about like, your leadership style versus Ryan versus Caesar. Because I see Caesar, like, blinking out on his artists sometimes and firing them, like, just for no reason sometimes.
Honestly, I'm, like, out the loop on how they run their shop. You know what I'm saying? I'm really, like, this is my first time running the shop or dealing with people, like...
Other people.
Like, okay. I've been focused on my stuff. Like, so the fact that I'm even doing this is, like, yo, y'all know I'm, like, I was focused on my music stuff and doing other things, and... Yeah, this come along too, but the fact that I'm bringing y'all in my city, you know what I'm saying? Like, I hope y'all respect the fact and take advantage of this opportunity and not, you know what I'm saying, misuse it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, some bullshit. I shouldn't have to, like, clock y'all like y'all my kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, we adults. So that's my main thing. Like, we grown. I know y'all got personal things. Let's just keep the line of communication open. And with anything, communication is the key.
And
so
if we can do that,
we'll be all right.
And I think because me and him we come from the athletic background, that we treating this shit like a football team.
Yeah.
You
okay.
know what I mean? So with that, you have a coach, you have a quarterback, you have a receiver, you have you have one of everything. And once you find out where you at in it, shit. I mean, you look at the Patriots. And
who's
the rest
your most valuable player right now?
Oh, Compton, for sure. MVP, for sure. Without a doubt.
I know we have to let you guys go in a few minutes. So before we let you guys go, let's talk about your music a little bit. What's the inspiration? What's the vibe? Can we expect any projects soon?
You can keep up with everything on inkartmusic.com. I'm dropping a song called Stack It Up.
Hey.
It's a up-tempo beat. I want to say, like, BPM is like 101 or something like that. Club vibe. I got a lot of joints. I got over 100 records that I'm just, like,
facts
sitting on. I've been working with a lot of people, a lot of artists writing with
Does
everybody.
The tattoo helping you with collaborating with artists, or is that separate?
Yeah, that's why the whole Brand Ink Our Music is a big deal, because me tattooing, I was doing music first. And then the tattooing kind of, like, kept me out of jail, or, you know what I'm saying, cool my PO, you know what I'm saying,
and changing my pocket,
and being able to take care of myself and getting off the street type situation. And once I gradually seen progress in that, I ended up back around artists, you know what I'm saying, and producers, and then ended up tatting a Puff, and then the Nas, and then with that, it was like, oh, well, I do music, and then it was like, I'm getting more relationships with producers. I'm like, oh, well, I attach you, you shoot me a beat, you know what I'm saying? So now it's the art for art thing.
That's dope.
And then with that, I was able to stay afloat and stay in the mix of the entertainment business, and everything just started lining up. But I started sponging because I was around so many head honchos in the business, and I'm hearing them like deal with other artists. I'm like, damn, oh, okay, they in a rush. They like that artist in a rush, he fucking up. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, don't be in a rush just to say I'm on, I made it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You're so taking it all in. Now, are we gonna see you in the studio more, like on a show and probably maybe some performances or hearing your music on the show?
Oh yeah, the actual theme song is one of my songs. It's called I Do What I Want, featuring Rich Homie Quan. So when y'all hear that,
Spotify, go get it. Go listen. Song. I got New Cop City. I need y'all to stream that.
The theme song is my song, and the promo was called I Did It. That was planned for like 7 weeks on TV. Or whatever the case, but that's one of my songs too.
Awesome.
That's one of the reasons why we did.
Yeah.
So the platform is working for you.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we just getting started, so we got to get the main thing as far as with TV and priority as far as, you know, that type of stuff. But nah, yeah, definitely it's more music to come, like Stack It Up. We're going to be on an episode coming up soon. Okay. We got a lot of other songs that's going to be episodes too, but yeah, it's one step at a time, one day at a time.
Yes. Before you guys head out, because first of all, we would love for you guys to come back, kick it with us. I know we got a long season to go, so you know we want to pull you guys back in. But let the fans know where they can find you guys at on social media and where they can stalk you guys at and harass you in your comments.
InkArtMusic.com. I got to say that 3 times. My business manager will kill us if we don't.
One more time.
InkArtMusic.
ArtMusic.com.
There you go. On Instagram, I'm IMTBS.
Hey, I am Compton on all platforms. IAMCOMPTON.
Yes,
you can't find mine, just go to his page.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much. Again, you guys, this is home. You guys are family. So please, please, please feel free to come and kick it with us anytime you want.
Definitely.
Yes, thank you guys so much. We are going to continue on with the review. I think J-Lo's going to come in and help you guys on mic and everything like that. But let's continue with this review. We start the episode. We're with Voodoo. We're with Nessie. We're with Intrippin'. And there's some kissing. There's some loving going on. What? Talk about Miss Barbie.
Hey, it's popping. Like, that's F4. And honestly, like, my producer, I haven't seen no episodes, so I watch them with everybody. So it's new to me, too, when I'm watching it with everybody. And it's everything been a blur. You know what I'm saying? So, but now, like, 4, 5, 6. 6 is going to be crazy.
I can't wait.
Wait,
we got to get started.
It's already
that's all I've been
then,
hearing.
Like, the but
it's,
fans.
It's
like,
picking up. Yeah, like, it's like, growing. Yeah. Like,
I read the comments, though, and the fans are like, man, from episode 1, they're like, we love this show. Like, you know, sometimes it's new, so it'll take people some time to kind of get to know all everyone on the cast and everything. But everybody's been like, yo, from day one, it's like, this cast is lit. We love them.
So it's amazing. So please come back.
Yeah,
I'm serious.
Definitely.
Like, y'all gotta come back.
For sure.
Do it. Bye, guys.
If y'all can't stay a little longer.
Right. If y'all want to, you're more than welcome to stay.
But I know y'all gotta go film and do whatever.
She's like, absolutely not.
We gotta go.
Wrap it up. Hey, look at that.
Okay. I'm a timely ass.
Yes. While the guys are packing up, if you guys are in the live chat or you guys are watching, make sure you shoot them some questions. Shoot them some, like, social media and all that good stuff, and they'll be sure to answer, and you know where to find them to stalk them.
Yes. So while we're switching over. But Nessie and Voodoo.
Baby. I like to see it.
Listen. Nessie was the aggressive.
Bye, guys.
And this. Bye, y'all.
Bye. Thank you guys so much. Bye. Nessie was the aggressor.
Yes.
I love a Nessie.
This is my dream from us all. I would like to see it. Intrippin', Nessie.
Baby.
Voodoo. Barbie.
That's a beautiful ass party.
I just met Tim. Throw Tim in there. You know, KP's married. Know how we do. Yeah. We don't talk to stuff after they leave.
Exactly.
We respect.
KP's married, so he's
black love. We respect
black
that.
Black love.
He's
but Tim is in the party and ain't dripping.
And ain't dripping.
And the girls.
Dang, KP and Lemire gotta be like,
yeah, KP and Lemire just gotta watch. Yeah,
but I'd like to support Black Love.
Y'all, but that was so cool. They really go support them. If you're in LA, please go, you know, get an appointment or whatnot. It's very, we've done the show for a long time. Yeah. We've met a lot of people. It's very cool to see how humble and how hardworking people are. So it was very dope of them to come in and kick it with us because their schedule has been
crazy. They're still filming. They're very popping right now. So be able to, like you said, for them to come and sit with us and take the time. And though they had to leave early, but they came and checked in with us. So that was dope.
That was dope. I hope they do come back and we can get them in for the full show. But yeah. So
yes. But here for I really like. I know it's a very small part of the episode, and we'll get into the bigger stuff, but I very much like this ink-tripping voodoo friendship. Yeah. And we were kind of talking to her after the show, because if you guys missed out, last week, Voodoo came and kicked it with El Marie and I, and about to put your government name out. She came and kicked it with El Marie and I, and she was just, you know, telling us, because she's a transplant into the whole situation, you know, and she was just talking about how her and Ink Drippin have this great friendship. And, you know, El Marie and I were like, what's up?
We got to keep watching. So.
She did. She said we got to keep watching. So we're watching.
We're watching and we'd like to see it.
We would. We sure would. But I really like that friendship. There are some friendships that get tested in this episode.
Yes.
Because obviously last week, Lemire is not liking the way things are being run. So he kind of has disappeared. So KP brings in a new girl.
Mm.
What do we think of the new girl?
I hear where Voodoo's coming from because, and it's nothing to do with the new girl. She's beautiful. She's young. She's super talented, like really bad. But I get where Voodoo's coming from, where it's like, okay, this girl just started 6 months ago. And I think as women, you look at it like, okay, if you're looking at her, you'll probably only bring her in because of a certain way she looks.
Mm-hmm.
But if I've been doing something for a year and a half, and then here's someone who's like, hi, I'm here for 6 months,
right.
I understand where the frustration comes from.
Yeah.
But sure. She's talented AF and beautiful, but I can see where, like, Voodoo's like, okay, fam.
And I will say we've seen a lot of people get introduced into teams, and they come in guns blazing. I feel like she didn't come
she
in.
She came in real cool. And she, so in her defense, like, she defended herself. Like, okay, y'all not going to keep talking about the situation and about me. Like, I'm not here.
Yeah.
So I get it. She wasn't like the crazy ones in the past that just come out like, yo, I'm here. What's up?
We've seen it.
But like we said, though, we understand where Voodoo was coming from because it's like, I've been tattooing for about a year. I'm under an apprenticeship. And you bring someone in that's only been doing it for 6 months and they're the artist. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's a slap in the face. And, you know, some people will disagree and be on the other side of it and say, like, well, KP didn't have to tell her anything. He doesn't owe her anything. But we're just always about, like, you know what I mean? The unity of a shop. You know, and keeping everybody, you know, happy and having an understanding and open conversation. So at least kind of give her a heads up. Like, hey, I'm going to bring somebody else in. You know, I'm bringing in a new artist. Yeah. I need you. I need you for me or whatever this is. You know what I mean? But I am bringing in somebody new because it just makes the work environment awkward.
Communication is key.
Yeah,
I agree. And I will say, like, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. So if you have an apprentice like mentality, you're gonna be an apprentice. Yeah. And I have mad love for Voodoo. We talked to her all last week. She was great. But I'm saying, like, if you go into some stuff, I think we've all applied for jobs that we were not quite qualified for yet. And we're just like, we just gonna do it, and then you get it, and you're like, I'm just gonna make this work.
Like, I'm
just
gonna make it. But I am interested to see the new girl's, like, work, because she's more of a drawer.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm interested to see, like, how she's gonna blend in with the others at the tattoo shop. Because remember, like, she's kind of there because Lemire's not.
Right.
So I'm interested to see when he comes in, how he feels, like, okay.
Yeah.
And then how she's gonna blend in with the other girls, because now Nessie and Voodoo have a partnership, and unfortunately has nothing to do with New Girl.
Yeah.
And has nothing to do with Voodoo, but unfortunately, because of the job, it's gonna bring tension.
I was gonna say, I was actually kind of surprised by Lemire's reaction to it, because I thought he would take his client back.
Yeah.
But he kind of was just like, oh, you gave my client away. He was upset, but, like, he didn't even, because the tattoo hadn't started. You could have still been like, well, I'm here, do you want to still go with me, or do you want to, you know, continue with her or whatever? It was just like, oh, you gave her away, I'm out. Then he walks out, then he comes back, and that's when him and, like, Tim started to get into it. So it's like, I mean, I understand you being upset. I understand you being a little bit upset that they gave your client away, but at the same time, everyone said they were calling you, and you knew you had a client and you were late. So where was the communication? Yeah. Why weren't you reaching out like, hey, I'll be there in such and such time?
Yeah.
So that's on you too, Lemire.
I want to talk about Lemire because I feel like he has a lot on his plate. But before we hop into it, we just want to thank you guys so much for tuning in, for showing us love. The more love you guys show us, the more we're able to get cool guests in here like KP and Tim, like Voodoo. So please continue to like and subscribe to this channel and a bunch of other channels because, you know, we rock with y'all and we have a lot of other really cool shows. We're also on Spotify. We're on iTunes. So make sure to check us out. Give us 5 stars. Let us know what you think of the show. Let us know who you want to see on the show. Let us know if you have questions for those people because this is a long season. We got a lot of time on our hands, honey.
And we're going to try to get everybody we can.
We sure are. And listen, the guests have just begun. We have guests for a couple weeks now, honey. So
the whole damn show pretty much will be here.
Entire time. So get ready, okay?
Compton is in the building. And remember, we would joke about this when we were doing Chicago. Like, I don't know if we're going to do Compton. Right. But they are up the street, so let's see. And it really is amazing because, you know, we are in LA and they are skipping away. And the fact that they're still filming but can come in for 20 minutes, where like Chicago, New York, they can only come for awards and when they're traveling. Yeah. So I'm excited.
I'm excited too. So let's hop into the Lemire situation because we kind of start off the episode. He and Danny are talking about stepping the game up, stepping their business up because they have a growing family. And, you know, there's. There is a lot going on there with potential health scare. So they're talking about stepping their game up. He clearly has a lot on his plate. He's not agreeing with how KP is running the shop. And it kind of snowballs into this big beef with him and Tim and KP. What did you guys think of all of that?
I thought it was a mess. Well, first of all, Danny, I wanna like her. She's so cute. But some of her ways kind of like rub me the wrong way. So I understand you wanting to expand the business because you need to bring in more income for your family, but don't mess up your current bag. You know what I mean? So for her, it's like, if you want to do this, then you pick up and be the boss. You go ahead and look at the second truck while Lemire goes to do his tattoo. Yes. She was actually like, no, don't leave yet, don't leave yet. But he's got to go. There's money he has to make now. Right. And you're more than capable of, you know, looking at what you guys need. You know what's needed as well. So you take the reins there. Look at the truck, bring it back the info or whatever. But it's like, don't mess up your current bag, you know, for a possible new bag, you know?
I agree with you. I just feel like there's too many captains, no players, and KP is the man in charge. And I, like, Lemire, I get that you've run businesses and this is your thing, but this is not your business.
Yeah.
I don't want to turn into another Chicago. This is his man. And you're absolutely right, where I think right now you have a flourishing business. You're doing tattoos and you have Happy Ice. And I just feel like as partners, you guys are supposed to do things together. And if you can't, because you're pregnant, then let's wait to, like he said, to drop the baby. Yeah. Then you take care of that part where I tattoo, and when I'm not tattooing, then I got you. I just feel like, but also as a grown man, he knew better. And I think he's afraid because he does not want to upset her, and I understand that. But I just feel like you can't walk in then upset and be like, oh, but you're not being responsible. Yeah. You have a whole job.
Yeah. I think a lot of it, and this is no disrespect towards Danny and Lemire, we like them a lot here. I think a lot of it, and it's just because I've seen it, but I think in relationships where there's been infidelity, trust in general just kind of gets lost.
But that's true.
And it takes a long time to build up, and that trust can be broken in not only a relationship aspect, it can be broken in many departments of your all's, like, just knowing each other, and we're kind of seeing how it plays out through, because they're also business partners, because, you know, they're parents to be, because they're together. And so I just think, like, I think we kind of spoke on it last week. It's one of those things, like, you guys are together, you guys love each other, it's very apparent, but, like, in order to thrive and flourish, you gotta figure out how to let
things go.
Yeah, you gotta let it go, because it can't be something that kind of sits in the back seat, because as you can see, like, your all's communication isn't where it needs to be.
And it can't keep being thrown in, like, one's face or the other one's face.
Yeah.
Either we're going to sit in therapy and we're going to move on, or we just going to co-parent and call it a day.
Like, for real.
Because what's going to happen is now it's going to mess up y'all's businesses. And you guys have two amazing businesses going on right now and a new family that's about to start.
And so, they can totally expand, because with, like, once again, with this being here in LA, I see Happy Ice, like, a lot. Like, they're on Melrose a lot. I've so seen them because my fat self be at a lot of food festivals.
A lot. So, shout out to Happy Ice.
So, like Danny said, I mean, it would make sense for them to get another truck so they could be at even more places, but, like, it's about order and time and everything like that. But yeah, the businesses are flourishing, so just do it the right way.
Yes.
I agree. So it snowballs, obviously. He takes home life kind of into professional life, and he ends up beefing with KP and Tim. After meeting Tim and KP...
Love them.
That, do no wrong.
I'm kidding.
I, like, that friendship, y'all, is just like, I hope and pray everybody has a Tim in their life.
Let me tell you, because that's blood, that's family. And, and that's not to say, because everybody's family is not close, but to see the support that Tim gives his cousin and his best friend, and he, I love because he's like, he has his back, where he's like, you got it, I'm behind you. So I like that he's listening and he's checking in and he's like, fam, I don't like what's happening over here. And like you said, like, I hope that we all can have a Tim, because that's such an amazing bond.
And it's also like, because I don't it's knowing your worth and your strengths, because it doesn't seem like there's gonna, and I hope this doesn't happen, but it doesn't seem like there'll be a point where one tries to be like, but I want this, or I want that, or I want more of the light, push the other one out the way. It's like, they know their strengths. I'm good at this, and this is where I will shine. I'm good at this, and this is where I will shine. We'll come together and shine together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I like that they have that foundation, because not everybody has that as well. Exactly. You start off good, but then one wants to shine more, but it doesn't seem like they have that.
Just listening to them talk, I want to say it was... I forget what they were talking about, but Tim said something on the lines of, like, if we go down the history book, and he said, not if Compton goes down. And I was like, that, you need some, when you're building an empire, when you're trying to grow, when you're trying to flourish, like, you need somebody like that who's like, I am down to be whatever I need to be in this situation. And I just think it's dope. And I do think KP needs a Tim, because KP's very... KB's very laid back.
Very
like,
laid back.
Even when we were watching the episode, like, he's just a chill dude.
He's so sweet. Yeah. He's like, okay. So, which, you know, people are not going to walk all over, but you're right. He's very laid back, where Tim is like the muscle.
Yeah.
Tim is like, what's popping? What I got to do? Who I got to talk to?
Yeah. And it's very cool to see, and we'll get back to the beef in a second, because we know y'all love the drama. But it's very cool to see a group of people, especially a group of young, successful black men, legitimately want to use this platform to put on for their city, to make their city grow.
Right.
Because, like, I mean, yeah, there's the music and stuff like that, but at the root of it all, it's making Compton better. It's, as they said, buying the block back. And I just, like, as someone who grew up in, like, in an inner city where, like, we didn't have, like, very similar upbringing and stuff, like, it's dope, because I want that, like, I do this for my city, so it's dope to see, like, them do this for Compton. And, I just, like, I don't know. I love it.
It's just so super dope. And then, like, also what Tim said, like, there have been some shops in Compton, but they don't last. Not only that, they'll probably be on the outskirts. Like, if you go across the street, you're no longer in Compton. You know, that's where the tattoo shop is. But like he said, spotlight, because awareness and celebrity, or, you know what I mean, something being famous or infamous, that does draw a lot of attention to something. So I think that can help it, to the longevity of the shop. You know what I mean?
I
like, people are coming from all over to see this shop, because now it's a part of the black, you know, it was smart branding. Like, you know, they be teaching us that here.
Baby.
Like,
marry your brand.
Marry your brand.
We see Kevin Undergaro.
Kevin Undergaro, so. Maria Menounos,
So he married his brand with Black Ink, and, you know, it's always something smart. People already know, so they're going to come out and see it, and so I think that will help with that, and I think that's beautiful.
I love it, and I'm happy for Compton and what's happening in the future, and to bring eyes to Compton, because, you know, when you think of L.A., it's only Beverly Hills and the hills, and I'm happy to see black folks and black faces and something positive about Compton. Yeah, so I'm extremely excited.
It's kind of like what Issa's doing for Inglewood.
Yeah.
You know, like...
The wood.
Yeah, the wood. I love it, because I think, like, I remember moving out to L.A. and being like, I am a black-ass little girl in this big old white city. And then I went down to Compton to get my hair done one time, and I was like, okay, here's my folks.
Girl.
Hi, family.
Same.
Here we are.
And it's the hair. Ooh. The hair will take us.
The hair will take you.
The hair will take you to Compton.
I lived in Koreatown. Well, mine took me, like, the Crenshaw District, but so I lived in Koreatown. And so then I found the hairstylist in the Crenshaw District, and I was like, oh, my people! What you doing there?
The hair! The hair and the food will bring you to Compton and Inglewood.
Yes,
God
yes.
bless Compton and Inglewood.
Mm-hmm. But I love it. I love, like, I hope this inspires, and like they're saying, like, I hope it inspires more black-owned business. I hope it inspires, you know, us to get to step out of the box of, like, the norm or the usual or what society often plants in these inner cities. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm excited to see it grow, and I really do think this show is just the beginning.
Yeah. And I think outside of businesses like opening up, the people being comfortable to stay or to shop somewhere for a long amount of time, to be, you know what I mean, comfortable somewhere, because like we all kind of from, you know, some areas that you know what I mean may not be the best, like, you know what I mean, being from Chicago South Side, is some places you may be like, okay, I'm gonna be in and out of here,
I
gotta get this real quick and then I'm out, you know what I mean, whereas, or like, oh, I need to, like, my grocery list is long, let me go to this grocery store instead, I can't go to this one, you know what I mean, like, you know, neighborhood schools. I had to lie about my address.
Yeah.
I didn't,
you know what I mean? My mama worked, you know.
My mama worked as a janitor to make sure we didn't have to go to our district school.
Baby.
My mom was a librarian. Listen, we... You do what you gotta do. So,
shout out to
Mamas. So people, right? People will be comfortable also to go to these places.
Shout out to I Am Compton.
You know what's funny? I didn't know KP was the only child, but I get it now.
It makes perfect sense. Because what I was going to ask him, and I'll ask him when he comes back, I'm like, the relationship you have with your mother and the women in your life and Kyla is just such a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. But it makes perfect sense that he's the only child.
Yeah.
He's respect, not to say that you guys aren't, but he's respectful. He's he leans on his mother a lot, like for her ear. He's all about family, because I know, and all people about their family, but I know only children, because we like talk to ourselves. We're like cousins. So to see him and Tim, I'm like, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love his relationship with his mom. It took her out to dinner this episode. It was just so,
so beautiful. So beautiful. The vibe is just beautiful on this show.
I was going to say, I really, it's so nice to come into a show and, not have to be stressed out because you don't want to talk too much shit and then be like, oh, I hope they don't pull up on us.
You know? Baby.
For real.
We've had a few pull-ups.
A few. but I want to hop into news and gossip if y'all are cool with that.
Sure.
No, I got it. I got it.
Yeah. I was like, sure.
I saw something I wanted to talk about. I forgot.
Black Ink New York be watching us.
For sure.
I should have sent this clip in.
And this is why. And Elle Marie pointed it out. We've been coming for y'all's necks about how y'all talk to women. And in a recent episode, Caesar started to call someone some bitches, and he changed it. And he said, these women. So, Caesar, you know what that is?
Thank you.
Know what that is?
Growth.
It's growth season, and we're proud of you.
I am like a proud auntie because now I know that they've been listening to us, and I know the fans are like, you guys are so hard on them, and it's like, we love Black Ink, as you guys can see, because we're now doing Compton. We love New York, we love Chicago, so we just want them to be great, and it looks like Caesar's been listening to us.
Yeah. And we appreciate it.
I do want to say, the only thing I have from Caesar in New York, it looks like he just opened a brand new shop in Brooklyn, so if you guys are in Brooklyn, my hometown,
we're
BK all day, make sure you guys check out Black Ink Brooklyn, so I that might be a really good show.
Yeah. Ooh. And Black Ink.
He opened a shop in Brooklyn, but it's not like VH1 announced it. I just, because I know VH1 watches us too. So
I'm just gonna see. Check.
I'm gonna see if shows can get this pick real quick. But Danny from Black Ink Chicago got married over the weekend.
Danny,
so congratulations to her. The wedding looked really cute. The guys look nice. You guys check out. I slipped on that. I was supposed to send those pictures in, but you know, you guys can hit up Ryan's Instagram, Don's Instagram, Ford's Instagram to see their pictures. They look really nice. But also Charmaine and Kat, they were in the wedding. They were bridesmaids. Just gonna see real quick if I can get one of these pictures pulled up from the wedding, but yeah, they got married.
I'm so happy.
I'm so happy for her too, because I feel like she's the exception to the rule, because you know how that relationship went, and at first it was like they really weren't together, that unofficial together and things like that, and it was like sometimes it doesn't work, but she made it all the way.
She made it all the way.
We got the picture
up
on
sideways. We got the idea.
Just tilt your
head. Turn your head sideways.
I really like those colors.
Those colors are beautiful.
They're kind of different.
Danny's right there in the middle. We see that.
Her dress was gorgeous.
Like
the wedding was beautiful.
Kind of color. Yeah.
I love that.
So yeah, congrats to her and Terrence.
Yes.
And then lastly, I thought this was funny, and I'm sure if you guys want to, you guys can hop in on the speculation, but in the last episode of Black Ink New York, Crystal versus everybody.
Baby.
And I didn't blame her. I don't blame you, Crystal. You know you my boo. Okay? You were in the right. Donna, you were acting real crazy. You know I love you too, but you were acting real crazy. Anyway, they got in a fight, and then it came up somehow that Crystal had spent some time behind bars. And so people on social media are speculating what it was. And some of the guesses are just really funny. So if you guys if you guys want to check out Reality TV Inc., I want to say it's the Instagram account where a lot of people are speculating.
And it's
funny because no one's being actually serious, but it's just like, it's funny.
So you guys should check it out. Kit Kat, her name. She posted a petty post today. So now I realize it was petty. Before I was just like, oh, look at the girls. They're cute. It was her, Donna, Tati, and Bae.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And so now it's like, oh, the girls unite. And something about her caption. Yeah. Now I'm like, oh, so that was petty because they all got
super
into a
petty.
Yes. She just posted that today.
Kitty, so. The boys are listening. Y'all got to be listening to us too.
Yes. Girl power.
Don't be petty.
We gotta come together.
Y'all have enough drama in there with those boys.
Oh, Lord.
All of y'all need to stick together. All of the girls.
Yes. Let's, I guess let's hop into predictions.
Yeah.
We didn't get a chance. Well, I didn't get a chance to see the previews for next week. I try not to watch them if I can.
Yeah.
But obviously, like, this week we had some serious stuff with, like, the Columbus Short thing and, like, which he came in there real
Where
bad.
Did the Columbus Short
First of
come
all,
from?
I was like, Columbus what in the stomp the yard?
Y'all know that, you know.
What in the stomp the yard?
His credits are a little low lately, so, you know,
Columbus.
That's what that
was. But why are you coming so angry? We love you.
I love him on scandal.
I was like, yo. But I love Columbus Short.
I really love him.
But it was like, because he didn't get a tattoo unless he changed his mind after the person got shot and wanted to leave. I don't know, but he came to announce that someone got shot and he was out.
A mess.
It'd be like that sometimes.
It does. I predict, well, I hope, I just hope that, you know, the Lemaire KP thing doesn't turn into a Van Ryan situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I get it. Lemaire has a family coming on the way, but you also have a business. So I'm just hoping that that works out, and I'm just hoping that everything works out with the baby. I do think it is going to be like a mashup of the girls versus the new girl, because now that Nessie and Voodoo are like best of friends,
mm-hmm.
Voodoo wants to be with Barbie, which I love that.
We're here for it.
You know, and I just think the girls hold each other down, so I'm interested to see new. I think the new girl is going to blend with the guys because, of course, she's hot, mm-hmm. she's beautiful, and she's new. Why not? And I think it's going to be that girl versus mm-hmm. all the girls.
Yeah.
I actually think Nessie's going to kind of become a little bit of an outsider with everyone else. Like, her and Voodoo are cool, but because of her taking up for Lemaire. And then, like, next, oh, I did see the preview because that's where it's coming from. My brain half works sometimes. So so we see her talking to Barbie, and everyone's still kind of talking about Lamar's issues, and she's upset about that, and she's still taking up for him. And then, you know, this episode when everyone's accusing her of sleeping with him just because she's taking up for her friend. So it's like, I think they're going to continue to talk stuff about him. She's going to continue to have her friends back, and then she's going to be kind of treated as an outsider.
Damn, Nessie. Yeah.
I don't foresee the Voodoo and the new girl thing being a beef too long, just because I feel like Voodoo is very much one of those I want to understand.
Yeah,
I want to. So I don't think that's going to be a beef that's held on for long. I hope I'm right, because I just hate seeing women fight on TV.
Yeah,
it's an old trope. We're over it. But until next time, ladies, it's always a joy with you all. I act like we don't see each other every day.
Literally every day.
Until next time, guys. I am your girl Drew Jones. You guys can follow me on all the things at OK Drew J.
You guys can find me on social media at Kiki Boom Boom.
And you guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at ElMarieTV.
And don't forget to come check us out, AfterBuzz TV, on all social media. We'll be back here same time, same place. See y'all later.
See ya.
Okay, that was strong.
You're welcome.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.